Week 6, Day 2, scripture reading is Jonah chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your breakers and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head. To the roots of the mountains I went down, to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. Prayers from the Pit by Serena Runyon. I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Jonah 2:2. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. Jonah 2:6. Yet he drew me up from the pit of destruction out of the miry bog. Psalm 40:2. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Jonah 2:9. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Psalm 116, 17 through 18. Jonah and David, two men who loved the Lord and also made huge mistakes. One of my favorite parts about being a Bible-believing follower of Jesus is how scripture reminds us of how our situations are never new for God. There are a couple of centuries between these two men, but they still had their struggles, and God still pursued them through it all. Our modern-day problems and sin issues might not have a word-for-word answer in Scripture, but I promise you, the truth you need is there. The words of encouragement to help you take the next step forward, the wisdom and discernment to make the right choice, even when it isn't the easy one. I remember the first time I heard the saying, "Everyone wants a miracle, but nobody wants to be in the place to actually need one." Or similarly, you can't have a testimony without a test. I chuckled, jotted it down in my notes app, and moved on with my Sunday, not realizing eventually I'd be living out that phrase in a very real way. It's in that place of desperation that we pray those gut-wrenching, fervent prayers. When we stop placing our hope in future and what the world tells us the answer is, and pursue what our Heavenly Father has in store. We've all been in the belly of the fish before, and chances are we'll be back again. But God loves us way too much to leave us where we are. Just like with Jonah, we have a choice: to pray or to self-medicate, to pursue God or the closest distraction. One leads to mercy and the other keeps us in the pit. We know that God saved Jonah and a second chance is coming. I can only imagine what Jonah must have been thinking. My life and heart are forever changed. Don't worry, God. I'm never going to disobey and dishonor you like that again. But as believers, we shouldn't judge Jonah or each other because there's so much more to the story besides getting spit up on the shore. Question 1. Jonah and David are definitely relatable. They loved God, but they still made mistakes, just like us. Who else in the Bible do you relate to, and how did God respond to them? Question 2. When you're in your personal pit, what's your first response? Which spiritual practice would better help you during that trial? Check out Grove's Intentional Tensions for more information on spiritual practices. Daily Prayer. Dear Jesus, you know me, you see me, and you're always with me. Whether I'm in the belly of the whale or back on shore, help me keep my mind and heart near to what matters to you. Please lead me in your ways. Amen.